Hi, I'm Corey Chambers, your real estate broker and your friend in the industry in Los Angeles, serving all of California with NTAR Real Estate and Financial Tech. In a moment, I'll share with you some valuable information on these two exciting topics. Number one is an urgent news cyber attack, massive attack on the number one real estate title company in America, First American Title. Our second story today will be on a lighter note, which is the 2023 year in review of downtown Los Angeles and LA urban real estate from the LA Loft blog. If you see any properties that are of interest to you, let us know. We will gladly send you a property information packet on any loft, condo, or house, or private previews available upon request. Let's get to our top story. This is an urgent report of a massive cyber attack on First American Title. This is the number one real estate title company in America. It's affecting large swaths of real estate business and industry in the United States, including Corey Chambers Real Estate, the LA Loft blog, and NTAR Real Estate are all being impeded due to this massive cyber attack, which has caused some of the most important real estate websites to go down, including the First American Ignite real estate websites that are used by us and by other real estate professionals across the country. Now, we just received a massive order of five broker price opinions. Five properties, 10 broker price opinions, actually, two for each one. One of the CMA competitive market analysis, which is a list of comparable properties sold and how much they sold for. And the second one would be income approach. The income approach is for income properties, comparing how much money they take in as investments. Generally, that means investments for the primary purpose of receiving rents for landlords. So that may be impeded. In fact, it will be, because the main websites, First American websites that we use, are down. Cause us to have to use alternate websites and methods that may take longer to get the work done. The question is, who is attacking First American? And they don't seem to have the answer for that. It could be Iran, North Korea, Communist China. It could be Russia, Putin. It could be terrorists from Palestine, or it could be domestic terrorists right here in the United States. Is a distinct possibility. We will try to find that out for you and let you know. Let you know if it gets worse. Currently, today, these important websites have been down. In fact, we have been having trouble accessing what we have needed for a week or two. But First American says they've only been down since Wednesday, so we don't know what was wrong before that, if it was related or something different. But their websites, the most important sites, are totally down today. The other question is, will these cyber attacks get worse in 2024? There's a very good chance they will, as cyber attacks have mostly been accelerating over the years, over recent years. Also, data breaches. These other countries not only want to shut down, they want to steal Americans' information, which is extremely valuable and can be sold worldwide. Your information and mine, which which can further finance the terrorists, because terrorists often want to cause damage while making money at it at the same time. So check in for that. First American apparently has been fined previously for not successfully defending data in data breaches, because companies, when they have personal information, they are required not only to just to try to protect it, but to succeed. They're required to succeed in protecting that information from attacks. And so, of course, the IRS, on the other hand, has had like the biggest data breach of our personal information ever in history, and they have like almost zero accountability for that massive data breach of our social security numbers and financial information and other personal information. Now, as far as the attacks and cyber warfare, that's like that may be something that could lead to actual physical warfare with deaths and destruction. And so the question is, will that happen? Right now it looks like we have about a 50% chance of actual nuclear World War III, global thermonuclear Armageddon, because Joe Biden, who's already put us on the path towards World War III with Russia, factually, he only has one chance of winning. Realistically, the presidential election, since Trump is so far ahead in every poll, and Biden is just getting more and more behind in popularity. But because of the fact that no sitting president during wartime has ever lost an election in the U.S., that means we have about a 50% chance of World War III, all depending on if Biden wants to remain president by starting World War III, which he could easily have his deep state buddies, of which there are plenty, would like to make that World War III war money, war bucks, from the American massive war industry. And so Biden would then be reelected, most likely, if he goes ahead and causes World War III, easily blames it on anybody, Putin or Palestinians or China or whoever, probably Putin. That's who they seem to be setting up as blaming them. They could easily send over some U.S. Advisors, and the advisors get killed. And then Biden escalates the war into World War III territory, and Putin can only respond with massive bloodshed. That's his main arsenal. Unfortunately, it's the main arsenal of the U.S. a lot of times as well. So that is a possibility of what could be happening in 2024. Will we have World War III? Stay tuned to find out. And our second story, uplifting, heartwarming story of 2023, year in review with the LA Loft blog, the happenings, goings on, and news stories of the year 2023. That's at www.laloftblog.com. And check out the massive cyber attack news on First American Title, on the affecting the whole real estate industry. That's on entar.com, www.entar.com. As I mentioned earlier, a property information packet is available on any loft, condo, or house, or private previews available upon request. If you have a home you'd like to sell, you should know that I will guarantee the sale of your present home at a price acceptable to you, or I'll buy it for cash. This guarantee will allow you to buy your next home without worrying about selling your present home. To find out how much you could sell your home for, call me at 213-880-9910. I'm Corey Chambers, reporting from Elysian Park while walking up a very steep hill with Zizix the Weppy Puppy, your friend, your real estate broker with Entar Real Estate and Financial Tech. Looking forward to talking to you again very soon. Bye-bye.